Confess. How is Judaism today?
Give a kumzit while we wait. Kumzit. No? And you're not into this? Misha. Come on. That's no fun.
Hey, Ben. Okay, gentlemen, I apologize. I mamish lost track of time, which happens to me sometimes. Okay, let's continue the malacha of Dash, and we are up to a Tosis on Ayin Gimel Beis. We're kind of going a little bit out of order because I felt that we should see some of the Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch. But let's kind of go through the Shitos in Rishonim about milking cows on Shabbos. And we'll come back to some of the other sugyas related to Dash. The Tosfos, the Gemara, excuse me, says that a person throws a clod of dirt and the dates fall down. So Yechayiv Shtayim, one Chiyuv is Tolesh and the other is Mefarik. And we dealt with the question, what exactly is Mefarek? And Rashi writes that Mefarek is Tolda Didosh. Rabbeinu Tam says, how can Mefarek be Tolda Didosh? The Gemara and Sadi Hey tells me that Mefarek is, the Gemara and Sadi Hey tells me that Cholev is Mefarek. And if Mefarek is Dosh, so that can't be, because we paskin that ein disha ella begidule karka. So how could it be the cholev that milking a cow is dosh, is mefarek, and mefarek is dosh? How can that be? So just like a little bit of background, the Gemara on ayin hay has a machlokas about the heiliger chilosin. The heiliger chilosin. The Gemara says that a person, hatsod chilazon v'hapotzo, if you trap a chilazon and you squeeze it, so there's a machlokas between the Tanakama who says Yechayiv once, Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv twice. Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be Chayiv twice because he holds that there is yesh disha shelo b'gedul karka. But according to the Tanakama, you only Chayiv once. Because according to the Tanakhama, ein disha ela b'gedulei karka, and Tosos is assuming in this question that cholev can only be dash if you're saying that yesh disha shelo b'gedulei karka, which is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, and Tosos is asking that l'cha'ora we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosus at the end says that maybe Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. No? The last three lines in this Tosus, or five lines, whatever it is, basically says, v'nirad l'pirish ha-kuntras halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So Tosus is saying that when Rashi says that milking a cow, when Rashi says that mefarek is dosh, and we know that milking a cow is mefarek, and the simple reading is we have a principle of yesh, of ein disha ela begedulei karka. So Tosis over here is saying that Rashi holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and as a matter of halacha, therefore, we paskin the we paskin Rabbi Yehuda that yesh disha shelo b'gedulei karka. Okay, I'm speaking a language that sounds like English, but let's try to say again in English. Rashi holds that mefarek is dush. Problem. Cholev is mefarek, and dosh, there is a machlokes whether dosh applies shelo bigidule karka. Machlokes on daf ayin hey omud aleph. The Tanakhama says that ain disha ela bigidule karka. Rabbi Yehuda says yesh disha shelo bigidule karka. Says Tosos here on Ayin Gimel Amid Beis that Rashi has to hold Like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that Yesh Disha Shalo Bigidulei Karka. That is Tosos' explanation of Rashi. Does it now sound like English, Devra? Okay, we're back to the spoke. Sounds like Yiddish.
No, no, it doesn't.
What?
It doesn't sound like Yiddish.
It does not sound like Yiddish, no? And Yiddish is, if I'd say it in Yiddish, it'd be much clearer, obviously. But now that we're saying it in English, so we're doing the best we can. Okay. So that is one approach of Tosos and Ayin Gimel on the Beis B'Shem Rashi. What we are going to have between today and maybe tomorrow are 8 Shitos in Rishonim. Maybe 9. Maybe 7. But a lot. Probably 8. We'll have 8 different Shitos in Rishonim about the Malacha of Cholev, right? Milking cows. Why is it Aser on Shabbos? And what does that tell me about Dosh? Because Cholev is Mefarik. Rashi says Mefarik is Dosh. So Tosus over here says Rashi Paskins. You see that in the Tosus? V'nirad l'pirish ha-kontras halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That is Tosus on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Tosvis on Tzadi Hey in the sugya of Cholev, the top Tosus on Tzadi Hey Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Cholev is Mishum Dosh, like Rashi says, V'askya Braisa Kirabi Yehuda. Meaning, Tosfos on Tzadi Hey, and the Tosfos in Ksubas Daf Samach seems to say the same idea. V'askya Braisa Kirabi Yehuda. That this Braisa holds the Cholev is Dosh, and it holds that Yesh Disha Shelo Bigidulei Karka. That's what Tosis says on Tzadi Hey. There's a third Mahalach, though, to defend the Rashi. When Rashi says that Mefarek is Dosh, so either we could say Rashi paskins that Yish Disha Shlo B'Gidulei Karka, or Rashi says that the Braisa on Tzadi Hey paskins that Yish Disha Shlo B'Gidulei Karka, or you could say that, like the Rambam says, and like Tosfos presents earlier, if you look in the Rambam Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, look in Perek Ches Halacha Zayin of the Rambam. The Rambam begins by telling me that Ein Adisha Ela Bigidulei Karka. Then the Rambam writes that Yerchayiv. Right, the Rambam writes that you are going to be Chayiv for Cholev. No? Let's read it together. Parakas, Halacha Zayin, Katuv B'Rambam, Hadosh Kigrogeres Chayiv, Ve'en Disha Ela B'Gidulei Karka, Ve'hamefarek is a Toda de Dosh, V'Chayiv, right? Dosh, only by Gidulei Karka, Mefarek is Dosh, Cholev is Shum Mefarek. How does that work? How does that work? That the Rambam paskins that you are chayiv for cholev, even though the Rambam tells me ein disha ela bigidulei karka. So comes along the Magid Mishnah, and the Magid Mishnah of Anart writes, the Magid Mishnah over there writes that the Rambam holds that animals are considered gidulei karka, which is an opinion that Tosfos suggested on Ayin Gimel on the base. And apparently the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam holds like that opinion. Now, to analyze that opinion that animals are called gidulei karka, we have to look at a number of sugyos in Shas. And it begins, actually, Reb Kiva Eger over here is mitzayin a Mizrahi al HaTorah, right? Reb Kiva Eger here is mitzayin. Look at the note in Reb Kiva Eger in the Goyon HaShas. Reb Kiva Eger, I never looked this up until this morning. Ayim v're'im in Parshas Vayishlach v'posuk v'hili shor v'chamar. Look in the Mizrahi, right? There are Perushim al on Rashi al HaTorah. In the back of the Beis Medrash in Yeshiva, although you won't find it there right now because I took it off the shelf, there is a set of Mikra'os Gedolos with 11 Perushim on Rashi al HaTorah. It's like Mikra'os Gedolos within Rashi, no? It's kind of cool. But it's pretty cool, no? So one of the classical commentators on Rashi is the Mizrahi. The Mizrahi on the Pasuk Vahili Shar V'chamor. Remember, Yaakov Avinu is coming to meet Esau at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. And Yaakov Avinu is telling Esau, don't be jealous of me, don't be upset with me. The fact that I got the brachas shouldn't bother you because the brachas are not mekuyam. Sharei lo niskaimu bi. And then Yaakov Avinu says, Vayhili shar v'chamor tzoyin v'eved v'shifcha. Zakt Rashi, my father Yitzchak Avinu promised mitala shamayim mishmanei ha'aretz, right, that I was supposed to get stuff from the shamayim and from the aretz. Shor v'chamor is not gidulei karka. It's not from the aretz and it's not from the shamayim. So therefore, don't be jealous of me, Zakt Rashi, right? Zakt Rashi in explanation of the pasuk, because the shor and the chamor is not gidulei karka. So you see that Rashi over there is reading a pasuk in the Torah that animals are not gidulei karka. The fact that the Mizrahi in his perish over there points out that we see the animals in gidulei karka from a Mishnah in Ketzan Mevarchim, where it says that what bracha do I make on animals? When you eat a steak, what bracha do you make? Shakon yabitvaro. So I see that animals are not gidulei karka, no? But be gidulei karka, I make a borei pri ha'adama. So I have that sugya, that animals are not gidulei karka. However, I have a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Yud Aleph. We paskin that tzchach has to be gidulei karka, no? Is that correct? I can't use a dove that's mekabel tumah tzchach. I can't use something that's not gidulei karka as tzchach. Right? Tzchach has to be psolas goren. The yekev has to be stuff that grows in the ground. The Gemara in Sukkah Yud Aleph says maybe you could use animal hide as schach. Rashi writes, because animal hide is gidulei karka. Tosfos over here references a sugya in Erevin Chaf Zayin in the context of buying Maiser Sheni. Right, the Torah says that or buying stuff with mice, Maiser Sheni. The Torah says that Maiser Sheni is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim. But let's say ki yirba mumcha haderech ki osucha se'eso, if you have too much fruits, you can't carry it to Yerushalayim. So what you do is, right, you're v'nasata b'kosef. You take the Maiser Sheni and you make it into money. And then you take that money to Yerushalayim and you could buy it b'chol asher ta'ava nafshecha with whatever you want. Right? Babak or b'tzon b'yayin b'shechar. They could use, and you could buy animals. You take Maiser Sheni money, you could buy animals. The Gemara in Erevin says that we learn from a klal pratu klal that it has to be prima pri gedulei karka. Or we learn from klal pratu klal has to be vlad mi vlad lei sa'oret. So different lashonos in the Gemara. What's prima pri gedulei karka? Right, it has to be something that produces animals. Right, it produces descendants. Right, it has to be something that grows on the ground. I'm allowed to buy an animal with mois, mice, or sheni. So I see that that animals are called gedulei karka. On the other hand, the din is that a poyel is allowed to eat the food that he's working on. An animal that's working, the Torah tells me in Isern Doiraisa, lo tachsom shor b'disho. No, I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal while my animal is working. It's considered cruel, or the Torah says it's us, or whatever the reason is. The Torah says I'm not allowed to muzzle my animal. Now, what work can I not muzzle my animal when the animal is doing? The Gemara says that the poyel can eat stuff that grows on the ground. The animal can't be muzzled when it's doing stuff that grows on the ground. But something that doesn't grow from the ground, choylev, megabein, etc. So the poyel is not allowed to eat it. That tells me that it is not gedulei karka. Right? The milk is not gedulei karka. But the animal produces is not gedulei karka. So basically, I have stiras and sugyas galore, whether animals are called gedulei karka. So Tosfos seems to be saying over here that for certain dinim, animals are gedulei karka. For other dinim, animals are not gedulei karka. For dinim that we require full-fledged karka, by Daesh, by the poyel who eats, it has to be full-fledged karka. So then we assume that animals are not gedulei karka. But dinim that it's not based on full-fledged gedulei karka, like mice or sheni, so then the animals are considered gedulei karka. So Tosfos's yesod, or the potential yesod that Tosfos developed, that animals are called gedulei karka, which the Magid Mishnah says is the pshat in the Rambam, right? That is approach three within Rashi. Again, Rashi says the cholev, when the Gemara says cholev is mefarik, Rashi says mefarik is a told of the dash. Frek Tosfos, I ain't dishal of gedulei karka. So we have three answers. Either Rashi paskins like Reb Yehuda that yesh disha shalob gedulei karka, or alternatively Rashi holds that the sugya goes like the man to amar yesh disha shalob gedulei karka. That's Tosfos on Sadi Hey. Or alternatively, we could say animals are called gedulei karka, which Tosfos presents, but is difficult. It's not only difficult because of the stiras and the sugyas, which Tosfos seems to have a yishuv to, but it's more difficult because the Torah seems to say, at least the way Rashi learns the pasuk vayhili shor v'chamor, the animals are not gedulei karka, no? So, right, and the yishuv of certain that is gedulei karka for this din, not gedulei karka for that din. So I don't know how that would work, because over there, Yaakov Avinu is saying a categorical statement that Shor v'Chamor is not gedulei karka. So I have stiras abundant. I have a mahalach, though, that Rav Avraham ben Osho HaRambam says. It's interesting that the Brisker's view the Perushim of the Rambam's son as being the least likely Perushim to be pshat in the Rambam, no? Right? The Magen Mishnah says a pshat in the Rambam, which seems kind of official. Rav Ben Oishah HaRambam is found in the Shvisas HaShabbos in the beginning on page Dalet Amid Beis and on page Kuf Amid Beis. Rav Avram Shah HaRambam writes that there's a difference between an Av and a Tolda. The Av Melacha of Disha has to be by Gidulei Karka. But the Tolda can be Shelo B'Gidulei Karka. Right? This is an interesting, I'll read you the Lashon Rav Avram Shah HaRambam. The Rav Avram Shah HaRambam writes, Kushizu eino ro'oi l'misha yavin inyan ha'av ume eino v'tolda so l'hakshosa klal. If you understand av and tolda, you won't ask this kasha at all. Sha'atolda af al pishu dome la'av eino lo men ha'av lo me'en ha'av ela hefesh ish b'nehem v'sha'amarita ha'mefarek hu dash eino kain ela mefarek tolda de dash. Just 1 second. No one ever said that. Even though the chiyuv is mishum mefarek, since mefarek is told to the dosh, you can't ask the kasha that we pass an disha b'gidulei karka, because right? Because disha is the av, and the av is on by gidulei karka. But mefarek, which is told to the dosh, yesh no b'gidulei karka. Vishalo begidulei karka. Tolda the dosh applies both by karka and shalo begidulei karka. That is what.
Imam said this to Ben the other day. That's gevaldig.
You said it?
Yeah.
That makes it good?
I wasn't sure whether it made sense. It's a tolda. You break the book, the av.
Okay, we'll hold it. I mean, let's hold the point a second. Ellie had his hand up before you, Nady. Yeah.
Is Pitzia the Av or the Tolda?
Yeah. So what Ellie is asking is the whole source of this discussion is Hatsad Chilazain VeHapotzeo. Right. So we assume Pitzia is Bichlal Disha. What does it mean, Bechlal Disha? So, I'm not sure. I think, again, I'm not an expert. But the lumdus that we said during the last shiur on Shabbos, that real dush involves using pressure to extract something, no? So I think Pitzia, and Rashi writes Pitzia is Deichakol B'yodov, that could be an Av. Chaliva, again, I've never milked a cow in my life, but I think milking cows, it's not just that you squeeze, you have to like rub down to get the milk out, no? I don't know if it's actual squeezing, right? It's not like pressure. If you would take a clamp, and you would tighten the clamp around an animal's udders. I don't know, it would probably be animal cruelty, but I don't know if milk would come out. I think you have to squeeze down. So I think pitzia might be more of the av, assume that the av is dechika, pushing. I think potsea is...
Mefarek in general, though, isn't like...
Mefarek again, we asked the kasha in terms of eating grapes. So we said that by the dates, it's some sort of mefarek because the pressure of the date hits the ground and that's what gets the fruit out, right? That's what we suggested. Again, I'm inclined, and the Gemara in Sadi Hey has a machlokes about chaliva, right? Whether you're chayiv or whether the iser is a drabonon. Acholif hamechabit hamigabein. The Tanakhama says you're chayiv, and the right. Excuse me, Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayiv. The Chachomim say it's shvos. The assumption is that these are dinim d'rabbanon. The Gemara's lashon is chaylev is chayiv mishum mefarik. The Gemara on Ayin He says that potseya is bichlal disha. No? The difference between the lashon of bichlal and mishum, again, based on what we spoke about in our youth, might be a difference between an av and a tod, but that's a good ha'ara though. But basically, Rabbi Avraham ben Osho HaRambam is giving us another mahalach in the Rambam, which is a different mahalach than the Magid Mishnah has. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam paskins that animals are gidulei karka. But Reb Avraham ben Osho HaRambam says you can't be medame the av to the tolda, and the av requires gidulei karka, and the tolda is even shelo gidulei karka. Nada, you had a comment? Maybe not.
Just commenting that Philip can have been told that I had mentioned to Ben as a habamina, but it's, you can add it to masses. It goes back to what we said about Shemos Mufakin, Guf Mufakin, that this very much assumes Shemos Mufakin.
This very much.
Right? Otherwise, how can told to break the rules of the Av?
How can a told to break the rules of an Av? Unless you make so, but that's a little bit difficult, you know? The idea that a tolda is considered shameless mechlokim from the av is exceedingly difficult. We pointed out what there's a machlokas between Taisus and the Rashba and Daf Tzadi Vav, according to Rebbe Lozer, that Yechayev on tolda the mechlokim av. What about the hasra'a, right? If I'm can I be mad, right? In other words, the pashtus is that a tolda is gufin mukhlakin, even behold the avos are shameless mukhlakin. And the pashtus is that what Rabbi Avraham ben Osho HaRambam is saying is really a head scratcher. Because how can it be that the av is only by gedulei karka, and the tolda, which is supposed to be resembling the av, is going to be chayiv even shalobi gedulei karka? It's a little difficult. To some extent, it would be that the tolda is more chamor than the av in this case. And that doesn't seem to be reasonable.
It's, I don't know if it's so unreasonable. It's a bit of a narrow prototype, but the whole point of toldas is that it's expanding and generalizing.
It's expanding and generalizing.
This is similar.
Is that true, or a tolda is a derivation? Right, that since in the Mishkan they did this, so a tolda is an activity that's really the same, but it wasn't done in the Mishkan. Is a sibah
shehi. Can you say the same thing here?
That what?
That they didn't do this Mishkan, but
they didn't do this in the Mishkan. They didn't milk cows in the Mishkan. Or
so similar thing.
But it's not. Again, if it's chayiv, again, I don't understand why it is the same act, because I don't think it's dechiga, right? And I don't know. And it's not the same substance. So I'm just not sure. I'm not sure the whole thing. But again, Rabbi Avraham ben Osho HaRambam says it. So
can I ask Gabby a bit of a historical question?
Yeah.
Did the Mepharshim of the Rambam have access to the Rabbi Nosh of the Rambam and the writing?
I don't know. I can't talk about that intelligently. So basically what we have, I don't know, share. Can I call you back in a few minutes? Whatever, my daughter in Israel just called, so I'll pick up the phone. But basically, what we have is four approaches within this shita of Rashi that cholev, that mefarik is dosh, and if mefarik is dosh, so then we have a problem. Don't you require gedulei karka? So we have four approaches within Rashi. Now, if I take approach number one and two, which is Tysus by us and Tysus on Sadi Hey, either that the Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, or that Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. This leads to an interesting conclusion, which is we really don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in Shulchan Aruch, no? The vast majority of Rishonim hold that in Disha Ella Bigadula Karka. And certainly if the Gemara in Sadi Hey is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, so I don't paskin like that line in the Gemara. So that would lead, and this leads the Rashba on Daf Tzadi Hey, to quote from Reb Haigon, that the Isser of Cholev is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. This approach would not be true according to approach three and according to approach four, according to the approaches within the Rambam. But according to approach one and two, we would end up La Halacha with a chiddush that milking cows is only a din d'rabbanan. But Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow, I want to talk about Rabbi Zion Chai Uziel's famous tshuva about milking cows in Israel when there was like a shortage of food in general. So Rabbi Uziel builds up this shita of the of Rashi and the halakhic conclusion that the Rashba has based on it to say that you are going to say that milking is only midrabanan. That is a wild conclusion which will have huge ramifications in terms of halakha lemaisa on milking. To go through other shitas and rishonim, just very quickly, Rabbeinu Tam by us says that mifarek is memachik. It's smoothing. When you milk a cow, you smooth the udder, and therefore the malacha is memachik, which is smoothing. Now, if you look in the Makar Hadvarim in the Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer HaYashar in Simen Chot Gimel, the Rabbeinu Tam says that there's really two types of mefarik. The Gemara earlier about the, or the Gemara that we learned about throwing the clod of dirt and knocking off the dates, etc., that is considered. That is considered dosh. That's talking about gidulei karka. By gidulei karka, says Rabbi Nutam, mifarik is dosh. But by cholev, which is not gidulei karka, so mifarik is memachik. That's a wild idea. Tysus asks on this idea. Tysus says, one second, if it is mefarik, memachik, so how do you understand the Gemara in Kuf Mem Dalet? The Gemara in Kuf Mem Dalet says that if I milk a cow into food, it's mutter. If I milk a cow into a pot without food, it's also. Milking it into food, l'cha'ayra is mutter, because I'm not creating a liquid. Kol zman, it's in the animal. It's a solid. It comes out. It's absorbed in a solid. So there's no din of schita, which is making a liquid from a solid, which is a dosh type of din. If it's memachik, if the iser is smoothing, there should be no difference between into food and not into food. That's Tysus's kasha on the sheet of the Rabbi Nutan. That's a very strong kasha. That's a very strong kasha. It's such a strong kasha that the pashta says that Rabbi Nutan changed his mind, which is not unusual. Rabbi Nutan changes his mind, yeder mitvah and darnishtik. Right? Every Wednesday and Thursday, Rabbi Nutan changes his mind. If you look at Taisvis on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis, Cholev Adam Eis, right? It says in the Gemara that I can milk a cow into a kedera, but not into a kaira. Because mashka habala ochal is an ochal. Taisvis on Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Beis says, Nirelo Rabbi Nutan, Hainu Dafka Biyantiv, that the behemoth is edible. Right? In other words, on Shabbos, the behemoth is not an eichel. On Yantar, the behemoth is an eichel because I could shech the behemoth and eat it. And then Tosfos quotes from the Rabbi Nutan, right? Nira Rabbi Nutan, the cholev dahin dafka biyantiv, the chaz yibahema lachila. So therefore, take ochla de ifra. So on Shabbos, it's not chaz yolashchita, kimo dash. Chashiva. So on Shabbos it's dash, because the behema is psilas. Ukshecholev heavy kenota ochel mitoch psolas. V'chei mashu bahag to be yontiv ayli. Now 1 second. This lashon of psilas, psilas mitoch ochel, etc. That's a lashon that you have by borer. That's a lashon by borer. That's not about dosh. And even if it's about dosh, if Rabbi Nutam on Kuf Mem Dalet is saying that cholev is dosh, but Rabbi Nutam on Ayin Gimel said cholev is memachik, not dosh. This is steering the Rabbi Nutam. So some say Rabbi Nutam changed his mind. This sheet of memachik just doesn't really make sense. So maybe Rabbi Nutam changed his mind. It happens that on the side of the Ozer Chadar Gemaras, there are some who feel that it should not say Rabbi Nutam, it should say Rabbi Nuchanano. The Tuf and the Ches like kind of look the same, and the printer messed it up. But that's difficult. It's very difficult. Basically, I see a Taisus on Kuf Mem Dalet that has Rabbi Nutam. And it's so sir, the Rabbi Nutan that we have on Ayin Gimel, which says it's Memachik. Yes. The Gemara on Kuf Mem Dalet is Rabbi Yehuda? Again, the difficulty is, and the Uraim points us out on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph in the Sefer, that it's hard to assume any Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda. It's just difficult. Right? If you don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, why would any Gemara be like Rabbi Yehuda? So basically, the second shita that we have on this page, the Rabbi Nutam, that's Mishum Memachik. So Tosus asks on the Rabbi Nutam. And we could say that Rabbi Nutam is Soser himself entirely. Want to just do a third shita with you today? And then we'll break because guys seem a little bit impatient, in part because I forgot what time it was and I started late. I apologize for that again. But the third sheet I want to talk about is a Yerushalmi that you are Chayiv Mishum Kotzer. That the Chiyuv of milking on Shabbos is Kotzer. This sheet makes it to Rashi on Tzadi Hei also. Right, where the Gemara says that Yechai Mishum Mefarek. So Rashi says, Be'ista Amri told the Kotzer. Right, Rashi on Sadi Hei says that's a told of Kotzer. And Rashi on Sadi Hei, interestingly, rejects this Shita. Rashi says it can't be a told of Kotzer because the milk is not attached inside the udder. It's pakid v'akir. It's not mechubar. And kaitzer has to be mechubar. The fact that it's not gidulei karka doesn't bother Rashi. The only issue is it has to be mechubar. The Yerushalmi says that milking is kaitzer. It would be the same idea that Yerushalmi has elsewhere that we saw in our sugya of fish, fetus, and fungus, that the Yerushalmi holds that plucking a fish out of the water is kotzer. So it's all consistent in the Yerushalmi. However, it's worth noting, I don't think I noted this when we learned the sugya of fish, but the Rashash points out over here in Sadi Hay that there's really no such Yerushalmi. Now, when he says no such Yerushalmi, we have it in the Yerushalmi. What the Rashash is saying is that that whole Yerushalmi is difficult. The Gantz of the Geshef, the whole Yerushalmi is difficult. Because there's a line in the Yerushalmi that if you sweep the floor, you're chayav for dosh. That makes no sense. How sweeping the floor is dosh? There are shitos in the Yerushalmi that if you milk an animal, it's lush. What? Kneading? How's it kneading? Hey, so the Rashash writes that this entire Yerushalmi is just backwards. Like, it's all a tos hadafum. It's all a mistake. It just doesn't make, there's no real Yerushalmi over here. So basically, I have three shitos so far. Rashi, the Rabbeinu Tam, and this phantom Yerushalmi, or real Yerushalmi, but whatever it is, it's hard to explain. Okay, so in Yetzer Hashem tomorrow, I want to pick up with a few more shitos. Again, look at the Yerayim on Daf Kuf Mem Aleph, B'dape HaYerayim. If you want to see a list of all the shitos, look in the Shvisas HaShabbos Osamaches. Or if you're a Lubavitcher and you want to see a list of the shitos, the Rebbe the Tzemach Tzedek in his Chidushim on Shas on Daf Ayin Gimel also gives a list of the Shitas HaRishonim. Tomorrow I want to talk about that, and also let's look at the the Tshuva in the Mishpatei Uziel. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.
Does Jebi have a special thing with Chabad? I feel like it would be put Chabad stuff a lot.
That's a longer conversation. The answer is yes.